We're learning the laws of Shabbos. We are in the second malacha of Choresh plowing. It's brought down in Simen Shin Lamed Ches in Sif Hey. It says the following, a topic which perhaps one would not think has anything to do with plowing, but this is what's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. It says that Ein Soichachin Be'egoizim V'loi B'tapuchin B'kiyotzebo. A person is not allowed to play. Children or adults playing with nuts or with different fruits, rolling them on the ground. Mishum shavia gumos, because as we'll discuss in the English, a little bit better translation, that it's necessary to have to smooth out the playing field. And if one's playing on the ground outside, in which there may be bumps, so one may need to smooth the ground. And that will actually be a form of choresh, of plowing. And on this, the Ramah continues, this is v'davka al gabi karka. This is only an issue of playing on the actual ground. Of al gabi shulchan shari, playing on a table is not an issue. Delekel migzer shum mishum gumos. There's certainly not a concern of doing anything as far as smoothing your table. That's not an issue of choresh. And the Mishnah Berurah says, as shiochin derech legalgil ha'egois, because the person would smooth out the ground in order to be able to roll these nuts or whatever things that you're rolling, so they'll be able to roll properly. So you're going to smooth the ground possibly. However, on a table is not an issue. He says v'huadin al gabi machselas, on a mat or beged ta'o tavel, any other type of covering or mat. V'lo gazrinim b'cholze atu al gabi karka digzeil gzerehi. The only reason why one is not supposed to play on the ground is it's not that you're doing anything d'oraisa, it's a rabbinic enactment that perhaps you may come to violate choresh plowing. However, if you're playing on a table, we're not concerned, well, we won't make a distinction between a table and then you may end up going to the ground. That's one gezerah, and then smoothing the ground, it's already two gezerahs that the chachamim never make. That many fences they don't do. And on this, the Ramah further says, in general, v'lischok b'kadur, to play with a ball in general, he asks us to look before, which actually is Simen Shin Ches, which discusses at length the laws of Muksa. So just to briefly discuss it, because it's brought down over there, it says, also l'ischok b'shamas v'yomtu b'kadur, that one is not allowed, according to the Mechaber, a very strict opinion, says you're not allowed to use a ball or play with that on Shabbos or Yom Tov. And the Ramah, which is the more lenient opinion, which is the Bnei Ashkenaz, says V'yesh matirin b'nohag lo hakel. There are those that are lenient, and you can allow the children to do such a thing. And the reason why perhaps it's an issue, says the Mishnah Berurah, is because it's ke'evin shumuksa megupo. He compares a ball to a rock, something which is muksa megupo, that in itself has no purpose. According to this, you can't even touch it, you can't move it. However, those that say it's not a problem, the Ramah, explain, it has a purpose, this is what it's made for, to be used, to be played, it's not like a rock. But to me, it's constantly used for this purpose. You can't call this muksa. He says, then he brings down, similar to what we just said, that the whole discussion of whether you're allowed to use a ball at all is when you're not using it on the ground. But if you're rolling a ball on the ground, then there's a possibility you may smooth the floor. It doesn't mean necessarily a big ball, but something small that you're going to be playing together, circling around on the ground. You may smooth out the ground. But then he says, egoism, which we mentioned about playing with these nuts, mikol mokum in limchos katanim. That if you see children playing, better not to warn them. The mutter shushoyim value mezidin, because to tell a child to stop playing, and especially if it's not your kid, they're probably going to keep doing it. And it's better that they should be doing what they're doing wrong b'shogeg than be doing it wrong b'mezid. Now the Kitzer Hilchos Shabbos also brings this concept down under the malacha of choresh of plowing, and he says, the small paragraph as follows. Also Chachamim lischok b'shabbos be'egoyz and b'chutz. The Chachamim said one is not allowed to use these nuts to play with outside. The time of the reason, kibon shaharbi pa'amim b'chol, m'shabin hu'adama. During the weekday, before this game is played, they'll smooth out the ground. So they'll be able to roll these nuts. So, therefore, they're concerned. If we allow the same game to be played on Shabbos, in which the beginning of the game always makes sure that this floor is very smooth, then Yishchu, they'll forget the law of Shabbos, of Chayresh, the Yasu Gamze B'Shabbos. And therefore, for that reason, that's the stringency that is brought down, the Chachamim, the Din D'Rabbanan. The Yechon Limon Mizeh says that you can perhaps learn from here, Shekin Yuhadin B'Kadurim Katanim, that perhaps it's the same rule when it comes to small balls, and here he puts in parentheses, Golos, which is referring to playing with marbles, for a child to play marbles outside, which they, and referring on the ground, on the dirt, which they're going to need to maybe smooth that ground, that also could be problematic. In conclusion, I'd like to share with you the paragraphs cited in the Sefer, the 39 Melachos by Rabbi David Riviat. He discusses the same topic regarding Choresh and playing rolling nuts or marbles on the ground or floor on Shabbos. This is what he says. The Shulchan Aruch forbids games that involve rolling nuts on the ground because these games require a smooth and level surface. There is therefore a very real possibility that one will forget himself and scrape away any lumps and mounds or fill in small ruts or depressions in order to smooth the ground surface. Doing this on the soil outdoors would be choresh, as we've been discussing, possibly bona, building. Skipping a paragraph. According to some poskim, this rabbinic ordinance applies to all ground surfaces without exception, even wood, concrete, tiled, or carpet floors. They contend that the injunction was imposed universally to include floors in all buildings and in all districts. The Mishnah Berurah only talked about on a table is not a problem. How any floor, perhaps, is an issue. However, and this we're more lenient, as we'll see, other major poskim have ruled that this rabbinic restriction does not apply to districts where almost no homes are made with dirt floors. One may adopt a lenient attitude and permit children to roll nuts and marbles in modern homes located in areas where all homes are built with flooring. And even the strictest opinions agree that only floors are restricted from these games. It is therefore permitted, according to all postgames, to play with marbles, nuts on a tabletop. Similarly, one may roll the marbles or nuts on a large mat placed over the regular floors. The last paragraph I want to share with you says playing with jacks or kugelach. There are no restrictions on playing with jacks, kugelach, as these games do not involve rolling on any surface. It is therefore permissible to play these games on any floor and even on the ground outdoors.